This is Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. Now, a tour is starting off. The Zimmer Ensemble, the Berlin-based supergroup recreating historic 1930s recordings from German-Jewish Zimmer Records label. They are kicking off a North American tour tomorrow evening at the Toronto Center for the Arts up at the George Weston Recital Hall. And joining us in the studio is a singer with the group, Sasha Luria. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you, I guess I'll start off, how did you become involved with the Zimmer Ensemble?
Well, the director of the ensemble, Alan Byrne, called me and told me that there's this amazing project. And, you know, when I heard the whole history, I couldn't say no to this because it's definitely a beautiful story of a treasure lost and recreated. And I heard the lineup and I honestly was...
You jumped at the opportunity?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm on the younger side of the band, you know. A lot of these people have been my teachers and...
Oh, really?
And for a long time. So to be a colleague of theirs was a very honorable position for me.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, I guess for people who don't know the background, Zimmer Records was an actual record label publisher in the 1930s that got suppressed by the Nazis and all this music got lost, correct?
Absolutely. It was a record label and a store in Berlin. And in the Kristallnacht in 1938, it was destroyed. And all the masters of these shellacks were destroyed. Mm-hmm. And then in the 90s, this researcher, Rainer Lotz, heard about it and was considered all lost and forgotten.
That's amazing.
And he made it his life mission to go around the world and look for these records. And it turned out that a lot of people who were fleeing would take one or two favorite records with them. And through that, with a lot, I mean, there are really a lot of amazing stories going with each record, he managed to recreate the whole catalog.
Now, that to me would imply that there, I mean, in your ensemble, or your album entitled Rescued Treasure, there are 12 tracks on it. There's more out there though, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys have plenty of opportunity to make more recordings?
Yes, we do. For this record and for this program, the concert we're going to play has more stuff that can fit on a CD, of course.
Sure.
We try to pick a range to show what the range was on this collection because it's almost incomprehensible.
Yeah.
Because it's in all these different languages. It's in German, in Yiddish, in Hebrew, in Russian.
Wow.
It has opera. It has chazonas, Jewish liturgic music. It has like German drinking songs and Yiddish songs and early Zionist songs. It has the whole range of anything, cabaret, what? Ask me anything.
Yeah.
And it's on there.
It's
amazing.
There. Yeah. Now, you're starting off a tour. You're starting it off here in Toronto tomorrow night, and you're hitting places like Ottawa, Pittsburgh, Burlington, Boston, Montreal. How much fun is this, getting together to do, like, a North American tour?
It's fun. It's definitely fun. I mean, a lot of members of the band are American, living in Germany or not.
Mm-hmm.
One still lives in New York. We didn't manage to get him out of there.
Oh, okay.
It's a very international band. Definitely a lot of fun because it's an incredible group of people, very interesting human beings besides the fact that they're amazing musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to go to all these places. And through years, all of us have friends here. I just got here and I've already seen friends. It's kind of amazing to pop on the other side of the world and go like, hey, everybody, nice to see you.
That's amazing. Now, I'm looking at your biography here, and you're quite accomplished. I mean, you began singing when you're 3 years old. You do all kinds of stuff with different bands. It says here you're researching traditional vocal techniques. Did you have to adopt yourself to record some of these songs?
Oh, definitely.
Come up with a new way of performing?
Oh, absolutely. And looking at voice as an instrument has been my banner that I'm carrying for a while, because we often look at voice as, well, voice is one thing, but actually voice is so many things. You know how you listen to all these different styles of music, and it's not like these people are built differently that they sound so differently, right? Like, be it compared African music and classical music.
Sure.
It sounds like two different worlds.
Yeah,
but humans are built exactly the same. So it's just a question of how we use our instruments. So that has been my research on how we physically create different sounds, and applying that to folk music. And of course, having a range of repertoire like this was an incredible place to do this research, because the artistry on the original records is mind-blowing, but also you see all these different kinds of singing. So for me, it was also a great venue for all these places where I can do
experiment.
Where I can play all my instruments, you know?
Exactly. So are there plans to make more recordings?
We shall see. Of course, it would be wonderful, and there definitely is a lot of different ways we could go.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we just
just this one.
We just got here. You know, we need a breath.
Well, that's fantastic. It's a great recording, and I wish you all the best on this upcoming tour. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, I should mention to people that there is a mini documentary on the Zemmer Ensemble airing tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. Or not tomorrow evening, no, Thursday evening.
Yep.
Excuse me, Thursday evening at 9 o'clock here at the New Classical FM. And the Zemmer Ensemble are in concert tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. at the Toronto Centre for the Arts, the George Weston Recital Hall. That's up at 5040 Yonge Street. You want to get tickets, you can call 1-855-985-2787 or go to Ticketmaster.ca, and let's give you a sample of what you're going to hear. Now, please excuse my pronunciation. Now, you're singing on this. I chose one that you sing on, Sasha. This is called Die Welt ist klein geworden.
Very good.
Close?
Very good.
All right,
very
ladies and gentlemen, the Zemmer Ensemble.
Wir fliegen über den Ozean und hoch in die Stratosphäre. Wir sehen von New York bis Teheran und holen uns Land aus dem Meere. Wir sprechen von Oslo nach Samarkand, ohne die Stimme zu heben. Wir können im südlichsten Feuerland Jack Hilton aus London erleben. Die Welt ist klein geworden, so winzig klein geworden. Ein schöner Ball, mit dem du gerne spielst. Sie ist ganz dein geworden und allgemein geworden und wartet auf wohin du damit siehst. Wirst du die Macht, die du dir schuf, zur Gute wenden? Wird sie dich blenden? Wir dünkten uns klug und weise, wir haben die Erde in Schienen gelegt und kommen nun selbst aus dem Gleise. Chinesische Kulis, japanische Herren, die weißen Europäer, sie standen sich immer so unerhört fern. Jetzt rücken sie näher und näher. Die Welt ist eng geworden, so schrecklich eng geworden. Das ist die Luft und Latte, die reden nicht. Ist ein Gemeng geworden und ein Getränk geworden und meinen Platz für dich in Sonnenlicht. Was nutzt der Ernte dir, die unter Dach und Fach war, der böse Nachbar? Welt ist eng geworden, es ist jetzt eng geworden, um jedes noch so kleine Stückchen Dreck. Wir sausen mit 1000 PS dahin, wir können es nicht mehr lassen. Wir sitzen im Turm von Babel drin und können uns nur noch hassen. Wir haben das Licht elektrisch gemacht und können uns trotzdem nicht sehen. Wir haben ein Esperanto erdacht und werden uns niemals verstehen. Die Welt ist weit geworden, so furchtbar weit geworden, und alle Hoffnungen sind Träumerei. Du bist gescheit geworden und bist bereit geworden, auf dieser weiter Welt nur Spreu zu sein, was dein Gehirn zu deinem Wohl erfunden hat, dich gebunden und nicht erlöst. Die Welt ist weit geworden und es ist Zeit geworden, dass du nicht drunter, sondern drüber stehst. Thank you.
That's music by Giuseppe Verdi from I Vespri Siciliani, a selection featuring clarinetist Seung-hee Lee and pianist Evan Solomon. And before that, we heard the Zimmer Ensemble from their recording Rescued Treasure. We heard Die Welt ist klein geworden. And don't forget, the Zimmer Ensemble are in concert tomorrow evening at the Toronto Centre for the Arts up at the George Weston Recital Hall. You can get your tickets at ticketmaster.ca. And Thursday evening at 9, we're airing a special documentary about the creation and all this music that has been rediscovered and recorded by the Zimmer Ensemble. So be tuning in for that.